Okay, here we go. Five ideas for Parshas Bo. Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Shavivim, Tashin Pei. Lunch Bei Leila Nishmach, Sparach Tzibur, Venosan, Daniel Sar, Bas Aliyaz, Osho Levi, Dari Rabbi Rabbi, Rabbi Zusha's Yortzites, tomorrow night, Bei Shvat, Sasemis is Hei Shvat. And for all the Tzaddikim, all the Nashim Sekunis, Nirafur, Shlem, Asiyad, Shmaya, Bez Hashem, anyone who would like the Shir to be the Torah, to be Leila Nishmach, so anyone for Shlema, please email me, arimirzov@gmail.com, arimirzov@gmail.com. First idea comes to us from the Halig of the Holy Divrei Yisrael, the Majid Terebi, in the third pasuk of the Parsha. Ayova Moshe ve'Aaron el Paro, Moshe and Aaron come to Paro, ve'yomer elav ko amar Hashem, okay, v'im, an masa me'anta le'anot mi'panai shalach mi'bi avduni. They come and say, Hashem says to Paro, until when are you going to refuse to be humbled, right? And the Rashi says, le'anos, it quotes the Targum Unkos, le'iskano, when are you going to be humbled? And we know, says the Divrei Yisrael, that each one of the makas were mida k'negan mida. So at the end of the day, if right now Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Paro, you're not letting my nation go, you have a lot of gaiva, how is Arba, right? He's trying to humble Paro. You said you're going to go let him go, and then you got back and forth. There's a lot of gaiva there. So how did he humble him? So he wanted to humble him. How do you humble someone? By bringing them Arba, says the Majid to Rebbe. Arba is like Harbe Gaiva. Vukineget ha gaiva. Right, Arba is a lesson of goiva, of harbe, of a lot. Paro thought that he was at the end of that, he was running the world. Rabbi Gober like to say, let go, let God. Stop thinking that you control the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And Paro thought that he runs the world. At the end of the day, it was midik and mida, because Paro had to get off on his high horse and be humbled and say, no, there's a Rabbonu Shalom. This reminded me of a word that I heard from my cousin, Rabbi Eli Kranz, a few weeks ago in Parsha Shmos. By Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to say two Amasiyakas of Parsha Shmos, but the first one says he Amenezel Rav Atzum Imanu. Right, the Egyptians were all planning this whole plot against Klal Yisrael, and says the Amasi Yaakov, how could it be? How could it be that they have this whole plot against Klal Yisrael? The only reason there is an Egypt because of it was Yosef. Avahava Emes says the Rav Yaakov, Harishaso Shaparo Mispadas Bechisar Midos Tova Shalo. He didn't have good midos, then he didn't have the mid of Hakaras Tov. Can you imagine? Yosef saved the entire empire, the entire kingdom of Egypt. So what? Yosef and his brothers died. At the end of the day, you should have tremendous hakaras hatov. And they didn't have that. Paro didn't have that. He didn't have that gaiva there, whether it be a whole melech chadash, melech nachadash, rav or shmo, whatever it is. There was a midah of gaiva there to even think to not have the hakaras hatov to Yosef and to his bnei Yisrael for saving the Egyptian empire when they were in the famine. How important is the lesson of the midah of anava? The midah of anava comes from the midah of hakaras hatov. When a person has the proper hakaras hatov, then he can lead him to the proper anava. Paro didn't have that, and that's what ultimately led him to his gaiva. A beautiful insight from the Divrei Yisrael. I was meeting the midah of arba to gaiva and emes to Yaakov on midas tovas and hakaras hatov. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes from the Sefer Or HaMeir, which was the early Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. So the last pasuk of Rishon, Paro says, "Lo kein l'chol na givarim levdu as Hashem ki atem asam mevakshim yigarish asam yais penei Paro." Hey, Moshe says, at the end of the day, not only are our men going to go, but we're going to go with our daughters and our lads and our elder and everything, our sheep and everything. And Paro says, no, just the men are going to go. Right? Mefarshim say, why just the men? Because he thought that if they leave everyone else behind, now the men will die guaranteed to come back. But says the Or HaMeir, what is it? The deeper pshat of l'chol na givarim. So the Divrei Shah says, L'chuna Gvarim, at the end of the day, Paro is really saying, the ones who are Gibor, the ones who are Izu Gibor, the ones who are in the Yetzirah, they could go. Rak Oysam M'sugam L'Iskabo Ar Yotzim Gvarim L'chuv V'Yevdu As Hashem. The ones who are Gibor in the Yetzirah, then you could go serve their Bon Hashem. At the end of the day, it has to fit in the context with Paro, it's not for now. But you want to know what a Gibor is? Is it someone who conquers the Yetzirah? They're the ones to V'Yevdu As Hashem. The ones to be able to connect to their Bon Hashem. Remind me of the idea from the Avodah Yisrael, the Talmud on the Talmid of the Baal Shem Tov as well. The Kudshas Ramaga writes beautifully in his Sefer on Perkei Avos, Perek Daled, Mishnah Aleph, Eizo Gibar Kovish Yitzhar. Who is strong? Someone who conquers his Yitzhar Hara. It doesn't say Yitzhar Hara. It says Yitzro, Yitzhar Shelo. because everyone's Yetzirah is different. Your Yetzirah might be that Yetzirah for food, and someone else's Yetzirah might be for Taiva, for something that you shouldn't look at, or for Lashon Hara, for cursing, for Kibbut Avim. Everyone has a different Yetzirah. And since that's the Mishnah, Ezo Giba, who is strong, covers your Yetzirah, not Yetzirah automatically. No, Yetzirah, your Yetzirah. And I think that's exactly what was going on at the Tipa Pshat. You want to know what Shovim is all about, be able to conquer your Yetzirah. Shovim doesn't just apply to Kedusha matters of our eyes and Shemar Seinam, Shemar Seinam. It applies to our midos, it applies to everything that the things that we struggle in. That is the proper zman to be able to get chizik and to be able to work on. That is the whole vort of chuna ha-gevarim. You want to know who the gevarim are? The ones who giborim on their yitzharah of the ivdu, as a beautiful insight, the sefer Ormeir and the kushas. So Maga, move on to Adin number 3. Adin number 3, I saw from the Rishon Rebbe, Suchasig Naleno Perak Yud, Pasuk Chav Gimel, last Pasuk in Sheni. By the Mak of Choshech, Lorao Ish Hasachiv, Lokamu, Ish Mitachto, Shoshas Yomim, right? At the end of the day, the Midah of Choshech, by the Mak of Choshech, no man could see his brother for 3 days. And B'nai Yisrael had light. Says the Rishon Rebbe, such a beautiful fort. Every single Jew haya or. Every single Jew has light. Every single Jew has a pintel of yid, has a chelek alukam imam mamash, has a piece of a Kaddish Baruch Hu within them. Like Rabbi Nachman Reish Pei Beis, every single Jew has good within them. But says the Rishon Rebbe, if you don't see that or, if you don't see that light, if you see that they're struggling, b'mosh vosom, look at their dwellings, look at their household, look at their family life, look at their friends, because at the end of the day, every Jew is a shining diamond, it's a gem from Hashem, and has a chelek of Kaf Hashem. And if they're struggling to have that or in class, or in school, or in life, then there must be something going on behind the scenes. It must be going something on. Like I remember in Azraeli, where Rabbi Dr. Chaim Foreman used to tell us, Rabbi Chaim Foreman, Zatzal, used to tell us at the end of the day, this kid was misbehaving in class, and he always wanted to go, what's going to be with this kid? And the principal just brought him one day and just asked him, did you have some breakfast? The kid didn't have breakfast. And once he had breakfast, then he was a different kid in class. For to be able to understand, every single Jew wants to do the right thing. And if there's someone not doing the right thing, emotional something. You have to look in their dwellings, look in their current life in a very sensitive and caring kind way. This reminded me of the second Rav Yaakov we quoted in the past, but Parsha Shmos, Karasi Lucha Isha Menekas Minayivrios, right? They wanted to call a Hebrew woman for to be able to nurse Moshe. And we know the Sefer Chaim says at the end of the day, why didn't he nurse? Shem Sha'asa Dabri Meshchina. And if you actually look in Ramal, in Yoredesim, and Payav, Savta'an, we call this a halacha. Chal mitzvahs kechav Yisrael. Mikomachem lo yino ketenu mina mitzvahs. Imef shabbi Yisrael to chelav avos chachamim. Tam to aleiv. If you have Egyptian milk or Jewish milk, you should really try to take the Jewish milk. And the Gra calls from the Rashba. What's the makor for this? Moshe Rabbeinu says Rav Yaakov. Ich eshel woman mikana halacha ma'isa. Not everyone's going to be Moshe Rabbeinu. So end of the day, how could it be that it's this nice word got into the Ramah? Says Rav Yaakov. Yes. Even though we might not qualitatively reach Moshe Rabbeinu, also Dabri Meshchina, we have to view every single one of our children that they're also the Dabri Meshchina, that they're Zoicha to speak to their Bono Shom, not just in the future, but right now, that every single one is a gem and a diamond and a mamish, one of a son of their Bono Shom. And that's the way a parent, that's the way a teacher, that's the way every Jew has to look at every Jew, that everyone mamish is a osu l'daber im hashchina, that they have their Moshe Rabbeinu status, maybe not on the same level as Moshe Rabbeinu, but they have the ability to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu just like Moshe Rabbeinu did. Osu l'daber im hashchina, to be able to make sure to find that gem within everyone. Beautiful insight from the Rishoner and Dr. Chaim Foreman and Rav Yaakov. Moving on to Adin number 4. How appropriate is this Torah for tonight, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, the Chidush Sha'arim, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis, the first mitzvah we get, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim Rishon Hu Lachem Lachot Sheyashana. This month, from Nisan should be for you, for the month of the years, should be for the first month of the years. Says the Chidushim, what's the deeper pshat? HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. He says at the end of the day, Hischachos is part and parcel of what a Jew's makeup is. Hischachos is Lachem. Right? Chazal tells in Mazel B'Yisrael, just because you're an angry person, just because you have a certain midah, does not mean that you are that type of person forever. Means you can change. You can renew yourself. That's what Shvat's all about. Tu B'Shvat. Ki Adam Eitz HaSada. Every single person has the ability to change. Whether you hold of B'Shamet, B'Shilol, or when exactly the beginning of the tree, or the Rosh Hashanah of the trees is, whatever it is, a Jew has the ability to change any single time. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. The ability to change, HaChodesh, to renew, Lachem, is given to you, not to anyone else. Not to the nations of the world, only to you. And this is what I saw from Rabbi Nachman Shiv Chayaran in the sixth Torah. It says Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nelson Rabbi used to write that he used to rogilis chal chopam lechodosh. That he always start fresh anew. You don't have to wait for tomorrow to start fresh. No. Rabbi Nachman started fresh every single time, even a few times a day, always starting fresh with that renewal. Because every single Jew has in Mazel Yisrael within them the koach to be able to start again. You don't have to wait for tomorrow, or wait next month, or wait. No. Right today, right now, I have the ability to have this chachos, beautiful internet of Chodesh V'Zalachem, to be able to connect it, but also back to Tu B'Shvat. You don't have to wait to Tu B'Shvat to be able to get into things. No, you can even pass it like B'Shamer right today. The ability right now, Ki Yodam Yitzah Soda, you have the ability of the Chodesh V'Zalachem, and the real insight from Menachem, he would start every single day, not only start only in the beginning, but only throughout the day, always with the Midah V'Shachos, the beautiful Chodesh Harem, the Mishnah, and the Shiv Chei Haran. Finally, fifth and final idea. Fifth and final idea comes to us from the Beis Aaron, the Kalina Rav, the Baal who wrote Kach Soif. Says the Beis Aaron, quoting by the Karim Pesach, Perek Yud Beis Pasach Mem Gimel, Vayomar Shem Moshe V'Aaron, Zos Chuchas HaPasach, Ko Ben Znechar Lo Yochobo. Right? So sometimes we just read this Pasach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe and Aaron, this is the law of the Karim Pesach, any stranger may not eat from it, at the end of the day, only Klai Yisrael can eat from it. Rashi quotes Echad Anachir, Echad Yisrael Meshumma, even though the Jew is a Shumma, someone at the end of the day, who is a stranger, or someone who is rejected, or Mumar, someone who is rejected, Chodesh Baruch Hu cannot be part. Says the Beis Aaron, what's the beautiful, what deeper pshat here? Kol ben echo lo yochobal. What is it? What do you mean? Says the Karlina Rav, that a person has to eat lo yochobal means, kol ben echar, when it comes to extra things, lo yochobal, make sure not to eat those. Allah chalihi shomer mikol achila shim yuseres v'nichres. At the end of the day, we all know when you're full, or you have to go push yourself, says the Beis Aaron, Kol ben echar lo yochobal. When it comes to nechar, nechar is something that are recognized, that are extra, lo yochobal. You don't have to eat every little thing. And says Rav Tzadok in all his svarim, that at the end of the day, you want to know how to live a kaddish life, a holy life. It starts with how you eat. It starts with how you drink. It's pashut. He says, Peh is gematria mila. Rav Shor writes this all over his svarim. The way you eat, the way you drink, affects the way you act with your bris, affects the way you act during Shavuot, with your midosh, with your kedusha, with your tznius, with your tahara. If you're talking while making a bracha, if you have the proper kavana, if you're thinking about Torah, if you're thinking, why am I eating right now? I'm eating because I'm starving, or I'm eating to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom. I'm eating and I'm thinking of Torah, I'm just thinking of random things. At the end of the day, says Rav Tzadok, Pez Gematria, Mila, to make sure when we're eating, that has an effect on ourselves as a kedusha as well. Beautiful insight. And the Kalina Rav, the Beis Aaron and Rav Tzadok. Let's just review these five ideas. We start off with the Divya Yisrael Majid. I must say, Me'an Talei Anos Me'at Bim Panah. It says, Chodesh Baruch Hu Toparo. How much longer are you not going to be able to answer me? And Rashi says, what is Le'anos? The Yitzchakma says from the Targum Unklas. How long are you not going to be humbled? Right? And say that the Divya Yisrael quotes the Medrash. The Medrash says, Uzmina Kenega Mida. Arba is a lesson of Harba of Gaiva. At the end of the day, you couldn't get humble. Now you have all these swarming locusts everywhere because he didn't have that proper meter. But Karsh Tov says Emes Adak with Parsha Shemos. Paro should have been so grateful and thankful to Yosef Atzadik. Even after he passed away, he saved his kingdom. He didn't have the proper midos. That's what led him to the end of the day to be such a Baal Gaiva. Because if you have a Karsh Tov, you don't have the Gaiva. Beautiful insight from the Divya Yisrael and Rav Yaakov. The Orameir, the Talmud of Baal Shem Tov says Luchuna Givorim. What was Paro maybe saying? What was he talking about? The men Hagiborim Luchuna Hagivorim Ibdus Hashem. The people who are strong. Serve their Baruch Hashem, conquer the Yitzhahara, says the Kaddish Baruch Hu. At the end of the day, those will be Jews who are able to serve Kaddish Baruch Hu. How do you figure out the Pshat? It's not Pshat. It's obviously Drush. But at the end of the day, it says the Avod Yisrael, Ezo Giba Kovish is Yitzhahara. It doesn't say Yitzhahara. Yitzhahara means everyone has their own Yitzhahara. Who is strong? Someone conquers their Yitzhahara. Beautiful insight, the Oramir Avod Yisrael. The third day of Yisrael, a vision. Every single Jew has the Haya Or. But Moshe Vasam means, if you don't see that or, something's going on at home, something's going on with their friends and family. It's our job, it's our duty to look in within that Jew's life to be able to see what's stopping, what's blocking that or from shining through. Like Rabbi Chaim Foyer from Azrieli said, that kid who didn't eat breakfast, and he was a different kid. And that's Emes Yaakov, they're brought down by their mom. The Gra says that at the end of the day, Moshe Beno didn't eat from the drink from the Egyptian woman. So it says Emes Yaakov, it's very nice, but not all Moshe Beno. Yeah, no. Every single one is royally dabar meshchina. Every single one of us is a gem, is a diamond. We have to view them as a diamond. Chidushim, the fourth idea, all about the midah of hischachos hachodesh hazalachem. You have the power of hachodesh hazalachem. The rest of the world doesn't have it. You have halachem. You have the power of renewal, especially for Shvat. Shvat. It's a time of renewing, right? The Chiddushim even says that Shvat is Rosh Hashanah for Shmuas, Besoris, Tobus, Shamrim, Baruchim, Tarim. It's a time of tremendous to be able to hear good things, of guarding ourselves, of purifying ourselves, and making sure to be able to renew ourselves. At the end of the day, Chodesh Alechem. That's what Shiv Chayran says. Rabbi Nachman starts fresh every single day. We start fresh every. Not even waiting for the next morning. No, you start fresh every single day. And finally, the fifth and final idea. When it comes to Meinecha, when it comes to things that are extra loyachabah, you don't have to eat those extra things. Be careful to how you eat. And that's what Tzaddik says, Pez Gemat Shemil, or Rosh writes as well in a Svarim, that the way you eat affects the way you act in Sneas, but Kedusha, but Tahara. Especially during Shoivim, it's a very, very special time to be able to make sure that we work on the way we eat, which will have an effect on the way we act with the Kedusha and our Sneas. We should be Zoch Bez Hashem to work on these lessons of Anova and Akar Satov, working on the Tahara, working on always seeing the every spark in every single Jew, the pintle lead within every single Jew, the Kleich Lischach, especially Rosh Chodesh Shvat being tonight, and to eat it, Achila B'Kedusha, which will permeate and do tremendous things for the rest of our Avodah Hashem, B'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, and Shchoich.